Just we're going to wait a few moments for Jim. Our apologies for the delay. That session sometimes runs longer than anticipated. But thank you and welcome all to the Tuesday, September 12th meeting of the Terry Township Board of Supervisors. Would you all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jim, will you do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Chairman John Coley.
Here. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending this meeting that it is and has been a policy of the township to take record of all public meetings for the purposes of providing accurate minutes. In addition, the Board of Supervisors met an executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. Next on our agenda is the visitor and public comment. I ask those addressing the board to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. Please state your name and address, and the podium is open. Seeing no one rise, next on our agenda is the approval of meeting minutes for the Board of Supervisors meeting for August 22nd, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those minutes are unanimous.
Turn off the abstaining to
the 4-0-1. Mr. Moyer abstaining due to his absence. Thank you. Next is our new business. First up is A1-5, consideration of resolution 1519, appointing members to the Derry Township Impact Fee Advisory Committee created by resolution number 1516. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ordinance 1516 was the first step in creating our.
You're fine, I'm sorry.
Resolution 1516.
Thank you. Thank you. Resolution 1516 was the first step in creating a roadway impact fee in the township. It allowed us to begin or to create an advisory committee. Resolution 1519 on the agenda this evening is actually naming the members to that committee. The committee can be by law as few as 7 members or up to 15 members. We're looking at a 9-member committee. The committee must have a composition of 40% of the committee being in the real estate profession, developers, or the building industry. I believe in our committee, the slate that we brought forward, we're closer to 100% of that, of those disciplines. The committee, by law, is established with a 2-year term, and their role is to develop the land use assumptions, conduct the roadway sufficiency analysis studies, make recommendations for the development of the road improvements, capital improvements, and impact fee for the determined graphic area of the township. In this case, we're recommending the following persons for this committee. Ken Gall with the Hershey Trust Company, Mike Kushner, who's a realtor. He also serves on our zoning hearing board. Tim Lay with the Hershey Company. Matt Luttrell, who's a registered architect and owner of Think Design here in town, and also on our zoning hearing board. Glenn Rowe, PE, who is on our planning commission and also the division chief of traffic engineering and permits at PennDOT. Don, I can never say his last name. Thank you. Is the Senior Director of Facilities for Lebanon Valley College and also sits on our Planning Commission. Mark Schrift, who's a registered landscape architect and sits on our Zoning Hearing Board. Marvin Smith, who's a registered engineer and Assistant VP of Facilities at the Med Center. Is that the correct title, Marvin?
Yes.
Okay. And Matt Tunnell, who's a developer, co-owner of Lyft Development and also sits on our Planning Commission. I'm recommending that resolution 1519 be adopted.
I have a quick question, Chuck.
Sure.
Maybe you could go up to 15, not that you need 15, but at any point early on in the process, if it made sense to add an additional member, might we do that at a future meeting?
Any new members or replacement members, I think, would be put on the committee by resolution, but absolutely we could do that.
Just to make sure that we're continuing to collaborate and just noticing there are no women on the committee, for example. But I just wanted to make sure that we have the opportunity to revisit it if needed.
I can assure you that was unintentional.
Oh, no,
absolutely.
Thank you.
And if I may, Charles, there's a, I guess I have some questions as to Chuck.
Charles. You're in trouble with questions.
Charles. Some questions about whether this is an advisory committee or what is the scope of authority of this?
So during the creation of a roadway impact fee ordinance, the law requires that it's a committee that brings the paperwork together, if you will, holds the public hearings, makes recommendations onto the Board of Supervisors. At the end of that process, it is entirely up to the Board of Supervisors to adopt or not adopt those ordinances and recommendations.
Does this panel have any authority, decision-making authority, in any part along the process? In terms of expenditures or commitments or anything like that?
They are an uncompensated board that are appointed by the Board of Supervisors by resolution and would operate, I believe, at your direction. I don't know of any allotment for them to have any spending
authority or committing authority or anything like that. Okay.
Are there any other questions for Chuck?
Is it typical not to have any just plain residents on a committee like this?
Of the members on the board, or of the committee, after the 40% required people that are in the development industry, we'll say, the remaining 60% must be residents of the township. So there's nothing exclusionary to have a representative of the voting public. I mean, so many of our committee people are actually residents as well.
At least four of them could find five. Okay.
Any further questions? Very good. Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And that motion passes unanimously. Next on our agenda is B1 through 11, preliminary final subdivision plan for 880 Stoppers Church Road, Plat 1279. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan represents 9.25 acres along Stoppers Church Road. It's located within our conservation district. The property is also split on this line between Lebanon County and Dauphin County, between Derry Township and South Onondaga Township, with the Derry Township being on the left side of the plan, as you see it oriented on the screen. The proposal is to create two lots out of this tract. One lot would be 1.9 acres. It's this lot that is would eventually primarily be in South Onondaga Township, although I think it would be continue to be taxed in Derry Township. Typically, the taxing authority tax on the location of the primary structure, which will remain in Derry Township. The other lot will contain 6.9 acres, and the only thing, although we provide on-lot septic test areas, or we require on-lot septic test areas and a dwelling location, the only improvement proposed here at present is a driveway. That driveway will meet our exception or exclusion for stormwater control. In other words, they'll be installing less than 1,000 square feet. So I understand the family wants to keep the 6.9 acre tract for hunting. They have no intentions to do any development on it at the present time. They've requested some waivers for the project. One waiver is for street widening along Stoppers Church Road, and staff is supportive of that, as was South Londonderry Township. I think South Londonderry Township's role in this development is going to play a part as we go through the waivers. They've asked for a waiver from providing Dauphin County Conservation District approval letter. which we require by our subdivision ordinance, although in this case with less than 1,000 square foot of new impervious area, the conservation district themselves would not require approval, so we're supporting that waiver. The next two waivers are curbs, sidewalks, and bicycle paths. And when we developed our policy or our ordinance that allows a developer to offer a fee in lieu of installation of sidewalks where we know we're never ever going to have sidewalks, this, quite frankly, was the type of property that we were thinking of, the ones that are out on the edge of the township. One of the thoughts was that a developer subdividing here where there wasn't going to be sidewalks should not be on an unfair playing field for a developer developing where they do have to put in sidewalks in revenues, in what they would reap back out of the land. However, in this case, South Londonderry Township has a similar process. They have a waiver and a deferment process for sidewalks and bicycle paths, and on the portion of this property located in South Londonderry Township, they have granted the applicant a deferment. Because of that, I would suggest that our recommendation, or and I just confirmed this yesterday, by the way, because of that, I would suggest that we would also defer it, because if at some future point South Londonderry Township does start to bring bicycle paths or sidewalks towards this property, assuming they're holding on to that ability, we would certainly want to continue it in through Derry Township. So although primarily my report says otherwise, I am now supportive of the deferment for that. So I am, staff is recommending approval of this plan based on the following, that by October 12, 2017, the township's reimbursed for the cost incurred during review, that the following items happen by March 12, 2018, that the performance security is provided, that the AutoCAD plan is provided, that the fee in lieu of dedication of parking rec plan, which will be provided for 1 month, the lot that the house on typically wouldn't collect. That the comments of HRG's August 29th, 2017 plan letter be attached, letter be addressed, and that the sidewalk and curb deferment being granted, if it is granted, that the agreement, standard agreement, is signed and notarized and recorded concurrent with the plan. And finally, that the deed of dedication for the additional right-of-way of South First Church Road is also recorded concurrently with the plan.
Very good. Are there questions for Mr. Albert? Hearing none, is there a motion? Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is C, 1 through 5, adoption of resolution number 1520, updating and appointing the township civil hearing officer and associated fee for the hearings held in accordance with this position. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In November 1984, the Board of Supervisors appointed then Codes Enforcement Officer David Waite as the township civilian hearing officer with respect to abandoned vehicles. Section 7305 of Pennsylvania Vehicle Code stipulates that once the owner of an abandoned vehicle has been notified of the abandonment and investigation by police, they may request a hearing before a civilian hearing officer or employee of the municipality in which the vehicle was reported as abandoned. As a result of a recent request for such a hearing to take place, when we realized that Dave Wade was still appointed as the civilian hearing officer, we are asking the Board of Supervisors appoint by resolution the Director of Community Development, which we've already talked with Mr. Emmerich, as the civilian hearing officer for the Township of Barrie in accordance with Section 7305 of the Pennsylvania Vehicle Code and Pennsylvania Consolidated Statutes, Title 2, Chapter 5, Subchapter B, which outlines the practice and procedure of local agencies in these type of hearings. It is also recommended the fee for such hearings be updated from the 1984 fee of $15 to a fee of $35 per hearing.
Thank you, Chief. Are there any questions for the Chief?
that constitutes an abandoned gift?
There are several things. What we look at is if the inspection is not current, if the registration is not current, if the vehicle is inoperable in such condition that it can't be driven from its location. So there are some factors that play into it. You can have one of those, or you can have all of them, as long as it's on a public street. There are some other things to consider if it's on private property. But mostly it's this type of things. No current registration, no current inspection, something that makes the vehicle inoperable. It's, one of the wheels is missing, that type of thing.
On a public street?
On a public street. It also applies to private property. How we handle things on private property is a little bit different. We will start the proceedings as we would on a public street. However, when it gets down to towing the vehicle, that type of thing, then it's up to the property owner to take care of that.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the chief?
If I could just add to that quickly. So when the chief talks about vehicles on private property, it's typically private property of other than the vehicle owners. Because when it's the vehicle owners, then we have regulations on this side of the room that start to address the vehicles.
Yep.
Just for the sake of clarity.
And last time, any other questions from the board? Is there a motion? Moved by Mr. Weir.
Seconded
by Ms. Gordon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion unanimously passes. Next on our agenda is the authorization to submit an application for the Transportation Alternatives Set Aside Program for Downtown Hershey Pedestrian Improvements. Ms. Umbrum.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this application really has us taking a look a little bit down the road at what could be a phase two of our streetscape improvements. When the master plan was done several years ago, you probably remember, our streetscape improvements were quite extensive on Chocolate Avenue. They also included Caracas. They included full intersection stamping and some other improvements that since then we've taken a look at and said, how can we scale these back and make them more manageable, at least for a phase one? So a lot of the curb-to-curb improvements on Chocolate are going to be happening with the DCIB loan. Those should be going next year. This would look at what could be a manageable phase two for streetscape improvements. So the way that we're looking at it, this program supports bicycle and pedestrian improvements and also safe routes to school improvements. So we're looking at, do you want to pull up that picture? Sidewalk improvements similar to what you see in this rendering, that it would include sidewalk widening as well as the brick stamping on Chocolate Avenue. Those would go between Valley and Linden on both sides. Then this project would also pick up the stamped intersection crossings at, or stamped crosswalks at on Caracas with the intersections of Valley, Ridge, and Linden. And then it would include the ADA ramps at Valley and Ridge on Caracas, because I believe Linden was just done last year or the year before. So that's, in a nutshell, the project. Total cost of improvements, HRG is estimating at $481,850. The way that this program works is that it's actually federal funding that's run through PennDOT. They pay 100% of construction costs, and then the municipality is required to pay the engineering to support that. So HRG is ballparking that at $83,000. However, we wouldn't necessarily need to move forward with any of that if we didn't get the construction funding. So the engineering doesn't need to be done right now. So I'm looking for authorization to at least get the application in. This funding only becomes available every 2 years, so it sort of gets us in line. Awards probably won't be announced for a while, so we wouldn't necessarily need to look at budgeting anything next year to get that engineering going if we're not sure that we're getting this funding coming in. The other thing that I would ask is we have there's a required meeting with HAS and a PennDOT contact before the application is submitted. So based on those discussions, I could see our costs potentially fluctuating down a little bit. So if you do authorize the submission of the application, I would just ask for up to that amount versus that amount in case we end up shifting anything there. So, happy to answer any questions.
Do you have any idea when the funding might come through?
So there's two pots of money, one through HATS, one through PennDOT. It's possible that they could be announced at different times. Also, with the way that the state budget is looking currently, it could be quite some time. So no hopes for anything, I would say, before, at least the end of the year on the PennDOT side, if not after that.
If we approve this to move forward today, mm-hmm. and we submit the application for this funding, and we get the funding,
mm-hmm.
are we still obligated to move forward on the project and have an expenditure of $83,000?
Once we enter into a grant contract with PennDOT, that would be the case. I mean, if PennDOT offers a funding award, there's a grant contracting process that would need to occur. And at that time, you're locking in. Now, by submitting the application, we're saying that if you give us this, we're agreeing to do the project, and that involves our contribution and paying for the engineering. That's the requirement of the program. I'd also offer that it's never good to, ask for $500,000 and then turn it down. But we would still need to go through the grant contracting process. There's also, I should say, I believe the contract window to complete the improvements with this program is 5 years. It's either 4 or 5 years. So we have some time to actually plan for, the timing.
Right. I just want to make clear that mm-hmm. if we submit this application, we are committing ourselves to $83,000, at least $83,000 in engineering fees in the event that this is a funded project.
At some point down the road, if we would want to accept that award of $481,000, we would be committing ourselves to that.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. Thank
sure.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions? Very good. Hearing none, is there a motion?
So
moved by Ms. Court. I'll second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I believe that motion was unanimous.
Nay.
Nay. Okay. Leave the office. So it's a 4-1. Thank you. And that motion passes. Next on our agenda is E1, approval to award contract for the application of the slurry seal in the Glen Acres development. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the second step in the process of the project that I described at length at the last meeting. So this will be final application over the top of that to smooth the road from what we have now. So we have appropriately advertised, and opened bids on the 6th. We sent out 2 bid packets, got one back from Asphalt Maintenance Solutions in the amount of $72,250, and that's our recommendation for award.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. I appreciate it. I see that, and I know you guys would like to talk. Did we get the public comment before and after?
Okay, good. Put it right there.
Are there any questions for Mr. Clark?
Is that the bag of stone I've been looking for?
There has to be a will somewhere. Are there any other questions for Mr. Clark on this application?
Tom, I did a little Googling. Is this type 1, type 2? What's the surface like? Is that
a slurry seal?
Yeah, but there's slurry seals. There's a couple different grades.
Type 1.
Type 1, okay.
That's smooth.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Good. Thank you.
It's very similar to RoluMac. We've done RoluMac in a number of places.
Mm-hmm.
One being the S turns on Sand Hill Road. It's very similar to that. A little less asphalt in it is what makes the difference.
So it'll feel like asphalt. I mean, it'll feel smooth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion? I'll make the motion. Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And that is unanimously approved.
When will that happen?
Probably tomorrow. I'm going to keep going with the agenda. We have a public comment section. If there's questions for Mr. Clark right after the meeting, is also open.
So, next on our agenda is item F, 1 through 3, permission to hold a fireworks display for the 13th annual New Year's Eve celebration. Mr. Nagel, is this normal business?
Absolutely.
Are there any questions on this? Is there a motion? Moved by Ms. Court, second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion and permission is granted unanimously. Next on the agenda is G1, a request to close North Hockersville Road from Old West Chopin Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, September 23rd, 2017, for the 11th annual PIAA Cross Country Invitational being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. Chief Warner, again, normal business.
Yes, this is normal.
This is a normal
annual event.
Annual event. Are there any questions for the chief? Is there a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is H1 through 3. Authorization to advertise the ordinance amending the code of the Township of Derry by deleting time-restricted parking regulations on Valley Road, north of West Arriba Avenue, on the west side, which were created to facilitate a bus stop. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The above-noted restrictions were put into place to allow for available parking spaces for school bus traffic at the St. John of Mark School. St. John of Mark Facilities Manager Matt Dunkel has made a request that these spaces be removed. He advised them with changes to the school bus pickup and drop-off locations, these reserved spaces are no longer needed for the designated purpose, basically turning them back into available parking for anyone.
Very good. Thank you, Chief. Are there any questions for the Chief? Hearing none, is there a motion? So moved. Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion passes unanimously. Next on our agenda is the Correspondence Board and Committee information. To my left, Mr. Moyer.
There's correspondence from a resident of Grove Street about the flooding that's going on down there, and I understand that some of the supervisors will be present there tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
To discuss that, and we have hopefully some plans in place to address that, and I'm looking forward to it.
Very good.
I have nothing tonight.
The only thing I will add is to the folks from Glen Acres, I heard you, we worked on it, and I think we delivered it, so thanks for your attendance. And I don't really have anything else to report other than I don't have anything else. It would have been a personnel matter, so it didn't matter. This court.
Nothing.
Very good. Next on our agenda will be the reports of the department. Chief Warner.
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I have tonight is I'm going to hand out copies to the board. We have the results of our community survey that we completed. The end date for that was July 31st. So I'll hand you out copies of that. Overall, it was a very good survey. We had around 560 people respond to it. So compared to the 140-some that did the first time we did it, it's quite an increase. Not quite what we could gather with a little bit more input. The input that we received from that was very positive as far as our department and what the community thought we were doing and how we were doing what we do. Noted in that is the main complaint of residents here, people that work here, are we don't do enough traffic enforcement. So they want to see a little bit more traffic enforcement. I think we do a lot of it, but apparently not enough. So I'll hand these copies out to everybody. And if you have any questions later on, we can discuss at another meeting.
Thank you, Chief. Mr. Sasmo with the Fire Department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 73 calls for August. September is National Preparedness Month, so we've been doing a social media campaign with that. Each week there's a different theme. So we put that out through our Facebook and Twitter accounts to help everyone be prepared. And that's all I have this evening. And thank you, as always, for your support.
Thank you. Next is Public Works, Mr. Clark.
You will probably see the latter part of this week the paving start at Firehouse Park, Caracas Avenue parking lot, next to the firehouse. As of last week, they were looking to move in there the latter part of this week, so that should begin very shortly.
Thank you. Is agreed with the library?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Terry, with the administration?
I have nothing to report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mandia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to let the board know that bids are due for the repairs of the bicycle and pedestrian trail between Stony Run Drive and Shank Park. They're due this Friday. So I anticipate having that agenda item to the board at our next meeting. Secondly, I'm happy to report that we were, in fact, able to get the dome closed.
That's right.
So there will be a winter programming season. But no, we're excited for another busy season at the Recreation Center this fall and winter. And then lastly, I just wanted to, we penciled in Monday, October 16th at 5:30 for our next workshop meeting to review the operations analysis study for the new Community Recreation Center. And Ken Ballard is available that evening to come in and present that study. But before we advertise, I just wanted to make sure that the board was available that evening for that workshop. And as you know, I've been juggling dates and coordination, so that date seems to be okay.
Very well, let me know.
That's Monday the 16th, yes.
So, it's a special meeting outside of the board meeting?
It would be.
Okay.
Anything further?
So, 16th is a go? Okay.
Is there any objection from the board? Very good.
Thank you.
Go. Thank you, sir. Township engineer from HRG.
Thank you.
Mr. Watt.
Thank you. I have a quick report on the West Caracas Avenue parking lot project. So far installed were infiltration trenches, curbing, sidewalk, and the light pole bases. They're currently installing the paving sub-base there. The contractor may pull out for 1 week to complete paving on other projects. And the plan is to return them to complete paving, and the contractor is currently on schedule.
For completion, when?
I don't have that date, I'm sorry.
October 7th.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Albert.
I have nothing.
Thank you, sir. Summer.
But I am going to play Vanda White and put up a display.
Thank you. I just want to give a quick update. As you're aware, I've been working with Chuck and Matt, meeting with Jim George to talk about potential expansion of the Med Center's bike share program to other locations in the township. We've had some interest in one or potentially two stations downtown, and then, you know, discussions kind of said, oh, well, it probably, you know, might make sense to have something at the rec center or along the bike paths or other places in the township too. So the folks at Dexter prepared this map. It was shared, got some comments back. Need some updates to it. The dark blue stations that you see are the existing stations on the Med Center campus. There's also one at the Beanery. The lighter blue stations represent other locations in town and are what we would kind of be looking at next. And then the orange stations kind of go out and touch some of the parks. So the Med Center has seen huge success with this program so far, and I'm sure you've seen the bikes around town and on our trail system. It's really been nice to see. When they first launched this, looking at similar programs, I think they said that that program on a college campus had, in Pennsylvania, had about 300 trips. They were hoping for 500 trips, and as of last week, they were at over 3,500 trips. So it's really exploding. So we're still working out what those details could look like. How the arrangements are. The stations are typically sponsored. It's a three-year sponsorship for five bikes at a station. So we're talking about whether that's managed directly with Zagster or, you know, in the case of the downtown stations, it sounds like it's something that the DHA could serve as sort of a pass-through organization for those funds that businesses would be interested in donating to the organization. The organization could manage that. You know, Matt and I have also talked about whether there's an opportunity for Friends of Parks and Rec to take on a similar role for some of the stations in the park. So just wanted to share this with you. I think as we you know, work to implement the comp plan and move forward with smart growth, and be bike friendly is a good step in that direction. So, thanks.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions for Lauren? Hearing none. Moving on. Jill?
I have nothing this evening, thanks.
Mr. Nagy? Oh, very good. Next on our agenda is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $345,807.44 and two payrolls in the amount of $688,190. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And those are unanimously approved. And finally, our last visitor in public comment. The podium is open. Same rules apply. Limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. State your name and address, please.
Hi, my name is Kathy Dunkel. I live at 324 Liard Road in Glen Acres. And I do apologize, but I thought coming up first before you were addressing the slurry covering that it was for old business, where I would have come up first.
School board meetings,
you have to wait till new business, and business was under new business. My question is, I live on the corner of Liarden and Highland, so the front of my house has the slurry surface, and the back of my house has the slurry surface. Is that complete?
No, what you see there today is not. That's what we approved here this evening, was slurry on top of that. Takes the roughness out of it and makes it more, much more like a regular asphalt road.
So,
what we did there, not explaining to you, and I may have talked to you, I don't remember.
No, I haven't spoken to anyone.
I've talked to a number of people out there. What we use there is asphalt emulsion with fiberglass in there because of the cracking in the road, that's why we use fiberglass in the material. Use that particular process because many, in most places, there's very little reveal from the asphalt curb. So to go in there and put 2.5 inches of asphalt down would have brought the road surface up almost to the top of the curb line. And
I do have pictures of my curb line. I do have pictures of the difference between a regular, nicely paved valley road to Chocolate Avenue and what our streets look like right now.
I understand that. That's why we're slurring the top of it to get that out of it. Until that goes on, they'll look the same. Is it the price? Is it what maybe we would have liked to do? Not necessarily, but without putting new curb lines in the whole way through that development. And I understand some of the curbs have 6 or 8 inches of reveal, but many of them do not. So that's about the best process we could have used for what we were dealing with.
But why is that? I just don't understand why it's any different from any other street in the town of Hershey.
We don't have curbs in our street. There are no curbs.
I have a curb on my street.
But the rest of the street has no curbs.
We used it on one other street a couple of years ago and had good results with the cracks not reflecting up through the asphalt surface. The fiberglass part of the process is relatively new. And for the board's information, they continue to refine some of these surface treatments with the fiberglass in them so that in the future, hopefully, we can avoid this need for 2 applications to accomplish what we want to do.
So the street cleaner, now we have street cleaners on our street.
Came twice.
One day.
I sent him out there about every Friday since we put that down.
One came yesterday and one came today around my house.
To get the loose gravel off of the street.
It's in our tires.
If you have that in your driveway, we'll be around this Friday again, and it does ravel off at a lot of places. It's getting lesser and lesser. Personally, I think they used a little too much stone, what they did.
On mine road, there are 2 sections where I scooped up some of it, and it's not even combined surface.
Right, if you let that there, I'll throw that on the truck and get rid of that for you.
We're not taking
that.
and you can see where the see tar is coming through in spots?
That's crack sealing. They seal the cracks first, and some of the crack seals leak through the surface. That's why the slurry seals are on top.
So the slurry actually seals it all at the end, right?
Hmm?
The slurry will actually seal it all?
Right.
At the end?
Right.
And this has all been, this whole process has been passed through everyone, so you're aware of what it looks like and
I live there.
The three-step process.
We did the same thing about 3 years ago on another road. I don't know for
yourself.
Mine Road.
I don't think mine got it.
Oh, yes, you did. Trust me. I have everything you're describing is there's no dispute in what you're experiencing. As soon as it was put down, I looked at it, I reached out to Tom, and we were all like, hey, this isn't what we all talked about. This isn't what we thought the application was going to turn out. It was a new contractor. It's a new application. It didn't work out the way we all had planned, and this is the solution to solve that. So,
then what if this doesn't work out?
This
recourse
will work. We've done the same process on another road in the township, and it will be.
The slurry is like pavement.
It's almost like what you do to your driveway.
You're going to seal it.
I equate it to driveway sealer on steroids.
Perfect. Okay.
But that's for a driveway, it's not for a street. What about when it snows and the snow blows?
Driveway sealer on steroids. So it's basically an industrial, commercial, used in public transportation applications. It's not what you go to Lowe's to buy.
And I encourage you to Google it. Like I said, I Googled it before the meeting tonight, and the pictures I saw, it looks like pavement.
But you also point out
it's a wearing course.
You said it was done somewhere else in the township. Maybe you could mention what street it is so we can check it out.
Yeah, I said it was herself over it.
And
the application worked very well because that was the first example Tom gave me. I went right out and looked at it, and it was not what we experienced in Glen Acres. So I hear you and I understand. And I see what Tom was working to achieve, and
I guess my concern was it says it's a three-step process, because I did Google it as well, and the last step is one day where no one can be on the street, and we had that one day, and if this is what was left with this little seal that was on our roads, it's not appropriate.
The seal coat that they're putting down should dry, and a lot of it depends on the humidity and the temperature.
Which it says it should be done in the summer.
They're, according to PennDOT specifications, they're allowed to do it till the end of October.
Still technically summer.
Yes.
In September.
So when they come in and do this, it's much like when we brought you back. You can have traffic on it much quicker after it's put down the conventional paving. So there may be times when they come in with slurry, which someone asked beginning of October, around the first week. When they come in to do that, there may be an hour or two that you don't have access to your driveway. But it's not going to be the 4 hours that or more that you wait when you have to make a payment.
Okay, this is
pretty much
my concerns. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Come on up.
Good evening. My name is Mary Ann Love, and I live at 174 Mine Road, so we're neighbors. I was just wondering what the projected timeline was originally compared to the several weeks that it's been. Can you elaborate on that?
I want to do it at the end of the season.
Okay.
I was planning all along to do this at the end of the season, and that's pretty much where we're at.
Okay. When you typically pave roads, does it take 4 to 6 weeks for the process to happen?
We had to put this out to bid.
Okay.
So this was an additional application. So what we voted on tonight was the approval of that. So Tom had the obligation to go out and obtain the bids.
Okay.
Mostly when we pave, we do it. So we buy the material ourselves, our trucks, our people, our equipment do it.
Okay. And I'm not sure, are your tires ruined on your vehicles?
No.
They're not? Okay. Ours have tar and stones within them and destroyed our car's tires. And we waited at least 2 or 3 days to go out before we drove on the road. So I'm just wondering if I could recommend that we trust in process to drive on the roads when the final application comes, given our experience with the first attempt.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
You said you wouldn't be able to drive on the roads for possibly 2 to 4 hours.
Oh, yeah, the machine comes through, squeegees it down, right. And it needs a little time to drive.
I waited 3 days to drive the car with new tires.
Oh, there's going to be no loose stone on this.
Okay.
The aggregate's down where we want it.
Will any kind of tar or residue come onto the tires? Because our tires are ruined.
I mean, if somebody drives through it when it's still fresh, yeah, it'd be just like driving through regular asphalt.
I'm just looking for, I wait 3 days before driving on the existing this, and the tar from whatever happened combined with this has ruined our tires. So I'm just looking for a vote of confidence of how long you wait after this final process. So that
we've done it before, as I've said, we've done it before on other roads and we've not had any ruined tires.
Okay. Did you have any ruined tires with this?
At any point in time through the process.
You never had ruined tires with this?
No.
Okay. We don't like to come look at our tires.
I've actually been down that street, both in my personal truck and my bike.
Yeah. Maybe I just have odd kind of summer tire.
I
appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm sure you're planning on doing this, but you'll notify all the residents as to how this is going to work and when they can drive on it so everyone knows.
Yes, we'll post as well as when the time is a little closer. I'm going to get a little more. Do you post your e-news? Okay.
You sign out.
As the time gets a little closer, we'll post the residents as we did prior to the first job. But I'm also going to give GeoServe information to put on e-news.
Very good. Thank you all. Is there a motion to adjourn? So moved. Anybody? Moved by Mr. Engel. I'll second it. We're adjourned. Have a good evening, folks.